Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. And last night, it was a couple Monday Night Football games. I don't know how much y'all watched them, but...
Very little.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you, but it was one game that I was kind of intrigued by. So, Desmond Ridder. Remember Desmond Ridder? He kind of carved up the Houston Texans last season.
Oh, but, God.
You know, I'm not...
That's really... a bad memory, man.
Yeah. So many.
That's an awful memory.
It happened. It happened. Yeah. Bryce Young and Desmond Ridder. Yeah. And Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson.
All three. All three.
Carved that defense.
The defense has come a long way.
Yeah, this ain't your older brother's defense from yesterday.
Exactly. Yeah, but he was playing last night. He signed with the Raiders, and he was facing his old team. The Atlanta
revenge game.
Yeah, it's a revenge game, but he did not win that game.
Yeah. He didn't look better than the other quarterback, though, so hey.
Yeah, he did. But
which is really bad.
It's correct.
It's crazy.
They would be better off with Desmond Ridder.
Oh, my God.
I got to say paid.
But at least last night.
Yeah, last night. Yeah.
At least last night, probably. For sure.
Yeah, but the first thing I thought about was how when Desmond Ridder was in Atlanta, and shout out to our guy Carl Dukes.
Yeah,
we got a chance to talk to him at the Army Navy game. He was there. Legendary guy in this city. I think Lopez might have did a couple shows with him.
I worked with him. Yeah.
He worked with him.
Yeah.
But last season was kind of rough for him, man, because they was talking about Desmond Ridder, and he got a show in Atlanta called Dukes and Bell.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on, what's the name of this station? 92.9
A Game.
92.9
A Game.
Sister station.
Yep. Shout out to them. But this was their argument on air about Desmond Ridder. It just went off the rails.
When do I finally have to say, okay, it's acceptable? I mean, what's the learning curve here?
I don't know.
17 weeks of him doing this?
I don't know. But you know who knows? Arthur Smith?
Well, no. Arthur Smith? Arthur has boxed himself into a corner by the mishandling the quarterback position.
How's he mishandling
it, not
Mike?
Starting him last year and getting these reps out of the way and these mistakes out of the way.
How do we know they're out of the way if he starts him last year? There's no guarantee that he would be making these same mistakes.
He might have made the mistakes when there's nothing at stake. Now we're a good team with expectations. A team that should be playoff caliber, and I can't afford his mistakes. I wanted to learn on the job. That's why last year we should have gotten rid of Mariota and gotten him in there sooner.
We're a good team since when? Who's picking the Falcons to go to the Super Bowl?
Oh, so we're not a good team? Oh,
No.
So now you're telling me we're not a good
team. Who's picking the Falcons to go to the Super Bowl before the season started? Who? Tell me.
I said, how many wins?
Who?
How many wins?
Tell me.
How many wins?
Who?
How many wins?
Nobody.
How many wins?
Nobody.
Oh, bold black.
Nobody picked the Falcons to go to the Super Bowl. Name them.
Well, how many wins?
Name them.
How many? Okay, nobody picked them to the Super Bowl. How many wins did you say?
Thank you.
How many wins did you project?
Winning
how
10
many wins?
Game
how many
is
wins?
That's going to the Super
how
Bowl.
How many wins did you predict for this season?
Now all of a sudden we're a Super Bowl team.
Okay.
Name those people who said,
I'm sorry, you're right.
I got the Atlanta Falcons going to the Super Bowl.
You just changed
everybody
the argument.
In their right
you
mind
just changed the
knew
argument.
That we had a quarterback who was not experienced and who would make mistakes.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, now all of a sudden you're telling me, hey, we're supposed to be going to the Super Bowl since
good gravy.
Hey, I'm glad.
That got the people going. My blood started going.
I was into this.
I was like, hey.
I was into this. Gotta say. And also, I'm with Mike Bell.
I think I'm with Mike too.
I'm with Carl.
I'm with Mike Bell.
Hey, shout out to Carl.
The homie Carl was great this weekend and everything, but I feel like I was with Mike there, my man.
I'm with Mike on that.
That's tough.
I'm just glad we ain't got to have arguments about a quarterback like this, man.
Well, it's
nothing worse than having an argument about a quarterback that's awful. And you know you ain't about to be arguing about this
guy. We
need
more Desmond Ridder.
Yeah.
that's the crazy thing. Stop and think. Ultimately, the claim
was about Desmond
why didn't
Ridder.
We get more Desmond Ridder earlier?
Yes.
Was the question, was basically the argument that they were having to make on some random Wednesday in the fall.
But
like, God bless.
But to Mike's point, with Desmond Ridder, they were out there picking him to win 10 games.
Yeah.
They were.
Yeah.
They were. They were doing
they
done,
just needed a quarterback.
They've done it with Kirk Cousins now. They were doing it with Desmond Ridder last year. I've listened enough to them of them to know that. So,
Who?
My man was barking at Mike.
He was barking at Mike, but Mike had a point, though.
I did a pretty. There wasn't no back down in either of them, dogs.
At all.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so we got to have, I ain't think we was going to have this conversation, man. I tried to leave this on the internet and let y'all deal with it.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
But we got to have a conversation about Travis Hunter and this girl, man. Like, so I've been seeing a lot of stuff. People been attacking this girl for a couple weeks now about her being a gold digger. And I think she put out a clip or she said something like she wasn't interested in him at first.
Yeah.
And now she is.
I don't get, even if it's truthful, don't tell us that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
What was it? Simone Biles' husband, Jonathan Owens, was out here like, yeah, I wasn't like, he.
I didn't even know who she was.
What?
And I'm surprised.
For what? Like, what did that gain?
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
But I feel
do you
like
actually
also,
love the person you're with, or are you just trying to put them on Front Street?
Yeah, but also, I feel like sometimes they're putting us in, they're letting us in on an inside joke. But we not on the inside, so we don't know how y'all play.
Yeah.
And so the way to take it is the way that Reggie just basically did. But maybe they just play like that. Maybe they talk to each other like
maybe
that, and it's
do.
Their thing. But we don't know that, and we don't get that, and we don't really need to be out there.
And maybe
business.
I'm just too Southern, because I am concerned with I still got concerns about appearances, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like y'all play like that, but you got to also understand what are people going to think,
yeah.
right?
No,
like,
you're
that
right.
needs to be a
you're
filter that you use.
Right, because I know what I think. And there's a lot of cuckoo going on over there.
Yeah. There needs to be a what are people going to think filter that has clearly been missing from the entirety of the Travis Hunter saga outside of Heisman.
That reminded me, though. Remember when Daniela, Carlos Correa?
I didn't know
he played baseball.
Come on now.
Yeah, see, a lot of girls. I think Baker Mayfield, current wife, right now, said the same thing. Like,
okay.
Oh yeah, I didn't give him a chance. This is like, all right.
My mom. That's what she said. My mom asked me to go out with him. Made me go out with him.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because she knew he played baseball. maybe you don't know nothing about baseball, but you damn sure know that he played baseball or something
and
with a ball.
Well,
or something.
She might have known
that he makes money.
That's
right.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know how he make that money, but
plays something.
Them checks cash.
He wear a hat and there's a ball involved.
Yeah.
And checks cash.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, but so a lot of stuff been going on with Travis Hunter's girlfriend, fiance, whoever she is. This one, this one is this is the reason why I had to bring it up on this show, man. So she was, I don't even know this girl's name. I apologize, but so she was, she did an eight minute long TikTok video or whatever, pretty much going over everything that Ben said about her. Mm-hmm. 8 minutes. And I didn't
on
watch
TikTok?
It.
TikTok?
I guess
that's isn't fine. This supposed to be a relatively short form?
Yeah,
but they but recently they made it to where
you can post long,
you can post
videos.
Long
see,
videos.
This is I will maintain this is the clear sign of the downfall of a platform when they allow more and more of our vanity, right?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Twitter was best when they was like, you got 140 characters, get your rocks off quick, yeah. Right? Like then they started opening this up and they're like, here you can write paragraphs,
yeah.
And then all of a sudden look at what happened, Patrick right? Creighton. Instagram, it was yep. Like when nobody writing stuff, here is a picture. It was great.
Now everybody's
like writing manifestos and recording.
8 minutes on TikTok. If that's not a week. Sign, I don't know what is.
Stop. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this girl, she said a lot of stuff in this video, but this is the one that bothered me right here, man. Okay. And it kind of made me look at Travis Hunter a little different.
Wait, okay. Her name is Leanna Lene?
Yeah, Leanna, something like that.
Okay.
Okay.
But this is her talking about, this is something that make me look a little... look at Travis Hunter a little funny in the light now.
With a drink, he doesn't drink. And I'm Hispanic, so I have tequila like in my veins. So I drink. I don't drink a lot, but I drink. And I used to party and stuff. And he would literally drive me, sit outside for hours while I'm inside like partying, and then take us home. Like he never tried to be like, oh, just because I drink, you can't drink, or you can't hang out with your friends.
Bro, what the hell are you doing, man? So you
supporting his woman?
You wait, you
and trying to make sure ain't no funny Uber drivers.
You dropping her and their friends.
Nobody driving her home.
Waiting and waiting in the parking lot while she in there having a good time with
who God, knows who.
With her friends. That's who.
Okay.
Buddy. Travis Hunter, man.
Is that what they call it now?
Come on. You can't be embarrassing us like this, man.
You said embarrassing.
Yeah, man. I'm embarrassed. Look, I try not to feed into all of this stuff.
But here you go. Here.
That's the final straw, man. That's the final straw. What are you doing, man? Like, I understand if you're not a club person or you don't drink and you don't want to go in there. I totally get it. But, dog, drop her off and go somewhere else. Go get you another mission going on while she out there having fun, man. Don't sit in the parking lot of a club while she in there having a good time. And then when she come on out, then she nice and drunk and tipsy, and you just like, hey, like you are not a driver, you are Travis Hunter, man. What is wrong with you?
So the 832 just said Travis Simp Hunter, like just saying he's a simp.
Uh huh.
Yeah. My thing is, look, I don't care if you're a simp; it's not my business. Just simp in private.
Yeah. That's it.
Why you got your girl publicizing your simpish nature?
Well, I don't think
why are you
to.
Out there publicizing?
How is that?
He did it. He did a video too where he's like, man, she's crying and she's drinking and she's depressed and y'all need to leave her alone.
But how is that story even relevant to like people attacking her or whatever?
These young folks.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
I guess people in general nowadays. Yeah. Like talk to
yeah, he needed she need to take her phone CD Lamb style, just snatch it.
Well, he'd want to be out here on streams consistently. This is just they're used to being in front of folks, but apparently not used to it enough because they did not realize when it gets nasty, this is how it looks at times. But yes, you need to consider what was happening here. I'm just trying to get in his mind state as to the reasons why I'm gonna sit outside and not at least go give me a sandwich or something. Does he think that, hey man, this club is nice but not nice enough that they won't shoot in this thing? So I gotta be ready to wheel off if we need to or something. Like, I don't understand.
He should at least lie to say, hey, I got a couple other business runs to do, or I got an appearance here, I got to do something else. Don't sit outside the club and wait for hours. Mm-hmm. That is crazy.
One thing
man.
I will say, nowadays, like he might be in the car doing exactly what he'd be doing at home, which is on that phone.
Dog, a parent wouldn't even do that. A parent would at least make a couple runs to the
after
grocery
middle
store.
School. I did it at middle school when they had those bubble parties. Remember that was a thing? Anyway, yeah, we did it because they were there for like an hour. Like, I don't want to go home. Just wait here.
Man, look, there's an uncomfortable part of this. Like, and I don't know how appropriate it is for us to even touch on it, but the 346, if y'all look at the text line, the 346 mentioning the dynamic here, I think that's part of what's going on with the fascination.
Ah,
the way he looks and the way that she looks. I think is part of what's going on here. And I think it's a little unfair and probably a little mean to him.
Yes,
and,
however.
And she's feeling a little bit of it too.
That is less about the actual of what they are or what they look like or whatever, and more about how our society perceives those things. So it's more of a societal concern, which is why I feel just a little bit more comfortable delving into these places. But yes, I feel like society has put that young man in a place where he does not have enough value in himself to recognize that, hey, man, you don't got to do all that. Unless you want to, and maybe he just wants to.
And I think the other thing is we kind of look at athletes like they're just, oh, yeah, they're the most popular person. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, man, it's a lot of corny dudes in the locker room, man.
There are.
That probably, if they wasn't an athlete, I don't know how cool they'll be.
Sure. Absolutely. That's kind of the benefit of, like, playing football. Yep. Like, everybody's in there, right? You got real cool dudes and not cool dudes, and if they can play football, we can get along.
Yeah, and I kind of said the same thing about Deshaun Watson, because we all looked at Deshaun Watson as this cool guy at first, but just seeing all the off-the-field stuff he was doing, it's just like, man, if you was cool like that, you wouldn't need to be trying to set up no massages and all this other stuff. You could get girls whenever you want, right?
I feel like I have to go ahead and issue an apology to Travis Hunter just for putting your name and Deshaun Watson's name side by side here, right? Like, I do feel bad. Like, I know that's not exactly what you were trying to do by any means, but hey, I didn't mean for that to happen.
Yeah, yes. Simping and whatever it was that Deshaun had going on.
Two different things.
It's a little bit different.
My bad, dog. That was not the
point taken.
A little corny stuff going on, man. Some dudes are just corny, man.
And maybe it's as simple as this from Kendrick on the YouTube. Fellas, it's undefeated.
Yeah, it is.
You know what?
It is.
Fair enough.
It is. Far as I know.
Touche.
Far as I see, the show lives.
Touche. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That was Figgy's Mixtape. You get it every weekday at 1:20 p.m. right here in the loop. Coming up next, we're getting ready to hand it off to the drive of Clint Ron, but B. Scott gracing us with his presence a little bit later in the show, so I still want to get to B. Scott's thoughts. We'll do that next.